All the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Amen. Thank you, brother. Let's open our Bibles to the book of Matthew, chapter 18. And as we open, I'd like to thank the worship team this morning for truly leading us in worship. I know it's partial to thank my wife, but I thank my wife. And Brother Tunde and Josh and Tammy. Thank you. Thank you. And Brother Peter. Sorry, Brother Peter. You know you are lagba. You can be. And Brother Peter. Brother Wale says, I always forget them. Brother Peter, thank you. Matthew chapter 18. And today I just want us to think about being like a child today. For we're going to talk about something of what faith is from the standpoint of a child, which is what Christ wants us to be. Matthew 18, and I'll read from verse 1. At the same time came the disciples unto Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And Jesus called a little child unto him, and set him in the midst of them, and said, Verily I say unto you, except you be converted and become as little children, you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this little child, the same is greatest in the kingdom of heaven. And whosoever shall receive one such little child in my name receives me. But whosoever shall offend one of these little ones who believe in me, it were better for him that a millstone were hanged about his neck, and that he were drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe unto the world because of offenses, for it must needs be that offenses come, but woe to the man by whom the offense comes. Wherefore, if your hand or your foot offend you, cut it off and cast it off from you. It is better for you to enter into life lame or maimed rather than having two hands or two feet to be cast into everlasting fire. And if your eye offend you, pluck it out and cast it from you. It is better for you to enter into life with one eye rather than having two eyes to be cast into hellfire. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven, their angels do always behold the face of my Father who is in heaven. Amen. Also, I'd like us to open to Mark chapter 10, and I'll read from verses 13 to 16. Mark chapter 10. Mark 10, from 13 to 16. And they brought young children unto him, that he should touch them. And his disciples rebuked those that brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was much displeased, and said unto them, Permit the little children to come unto me, and forbid them not. For of such is the kingdom of heaven. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child, he shall not enter into it. And he took them up in his arms, put his hands upon them, and blessed them. Amen. Today, first of all, I'd like your help and for us to look at what are the qualities of a little child? What are the qualities that endeared little children to the Lord? What are the qualities that God has imbued in little children that they will be used as examples of what it means, the qualities of what it means for somebody to enter into the kingdom of God? Because that is all we strive for. The fact that we are all here today is testimony to two things. One, that we truly desire and love God. Two, that we want to strive to enter into his rest. We want to strive to enter into his kingdom. And in everything Jesus could have used as an example of what it means to be a follower of him, a Christian, to be what a citizen of heaven should be, of all things, Jesus will use a little child. And so I want us to look at what are the qualities of children that testify to an example of what righteousness is, an example of what holiness is, an example of what faith is. Because we don't see anything of what we ought to be except in the Word of God. But God has given us an example of what it ought to be, right staring us in the face upon this earth. And so, what are the qualities of a little child that Jesus will use as them as an example of what it means to be a citizen of the kingdom, to be one that will inherit the kingdom? The question to Christ was, who will be the greatest in your kingdom? And the answer was, the person who will be as this little child will be the greatest in my kingdom. So please, aunties, uncles, mothers, fathers, and grandmas, could you help me? What are the qualities that we see of a child? They are trusting. They are forgiving. Please, let's camp there a little bit. How the little children forgive. Today is, we're going to be a community of talking together. How do little children forgive? Completely. Please, can you explain further? What does it mean, completely? All right, please. You said little children forgive completely.
They don't hold a grudge, and they put it out of their minds completely. When they're forgiven, they don't think of the issue anymore.
They don't think of it anymore.
Yeah.
Okay. So, Sister Kemidari, do you forgive that way? Sister Kemidari.
Because children forget.
I didn't say you ought to. Do you forgive that way?
I'm a work in progress.
Okay. Thank you for that answer. Because myself, I'm a work in progress.
Children forget.
I like your answer. Forgiveness, completely. What other way? Forgiveness. How do the children forgive? Quickly. Easily. Bro, Atunde, do you forgive that way? Easily, not frequently. These things that we're saying, let us take note of. Because, you know, I've always imagined what it means when Christ has given us this example that we see it, but we don't take much thought of it. Quickly, easily. A child will say, I'll fight you today. And next thing they're holding each other one again. Do we do that? Mamali, do you do it? You're also a work in progress. Okay, forgiveness. What else? We say trusting, the forgiving. They pray a lot by crying. Brother Peter, I have to break that one down. They pray a lot by crying. But I like that analogy. They pray a lot by crying. Because they have no other helper. So they have to cry unto whoever is feeding them. Do they have plan B? They just cry until what happens? Until help comes. Wow. Sister Boki. They need you. They are dependent. Please, let us be listening to these things because this is who we are supposed to be, isn't it? So they are dependent. They cry. They don't seek help from elsewhere until the answer comes. Okay, let us go on. What are the qualities?
They're simple.
Wow.
They don't have preconceived notions. I can tell Moradike the fridge is a car and she will believe me.
That is so true. But please don't tell her a car is a fridge. They are simple. They are simple. If a child takes off their clothes, you can't tell them they are naked. You can't tell a child Gucci from Louis Vuitton. I know. They are simple, simplicity. No airs about them. They're not self-conscious. Please, can somebody be writing this down? Because I think we have to make a pamphlet and give it to each and every one of us. Because if we say, Lord, make me like you, we have to write this. Because God has given us the example. Look at a child. Be like a child. That's all. So they're simple. They're no airs about them. They're not self-conscious. What else? They're humble. So, Maya, are you humble? Yes. Like that. They're humble. What does it mean to be humble? To not brag. Very true. Mommy says that they don't have enemies. They don't hold grudges. They're innocent. I imagine who can Moradike hold as an enemy? You see, it's even laughable that Moradike will have an enemy. Eh? Anika, you know I didn't say that too. They're innocent. And this is what Jesus wants each and every one of us to be. You know, Kai, I know that you're a little bit older now. So that if daddy says the fridge is a car, you don't believe him any longer, right? But Jesus wants us to be like that with him still. Innocent, trusting, calling upon him. No matter how long it takes, not looking for another way out, but waiting till he answers. Easily being able to forgive. Because somebody will hurt us. But easily being able to forgive. No wonder Jesus said, somebody offends you, forgive the person how many times? 70 times, 7 times. Because that is how a child will do it. Sister Lola?
They take the relationships with their parents and those around them for granted. They just take it that
they're
they
there.
Belong. Yeah, and that's it.
They are teachable. They are teachable. Tisha, are you teachable? We're being, all of us are being honest today. Not all the time. That is true. That is true. Because many times when God, look at what that person did. God will tell me, look at what you two did. They are teachable. They are moldable. They're very malleable. You can mold them into what you want them to be. They're impressionable. Thank you. That's it. What? Very true. They look cute. They're beautiful. I know there was a time when Daddy used to kiss you all the time until you're now growing like Josh. What else? They want to what? Please. They want to please. And there's something about children which makes them adorable, which makes people want to be with them. They're joyful. They're always smiling and always smiling and laughing. Because if you say, you want to be near the child. They are joyful. Even at grandma's age, Jesus wants us to be still be like children. Please help me, Father. What are the qualities? You have to teach them to lie. You don't have to teach them. That's very true. Until they get to like 3 or 4, right?
When you say children, you're talking about a child what age? Any little child, when they do something wrong, they know that it's wrong. They can run away from there and act like they didn't do it without anybody teaching them to do that.
Very true.
Yes.
Nobody has to tell them. Yes, we see a little bit of that in them. But I'm talking of the good ones. Okay. You can please them easily. They're easily content. Give them milk, they're asleep. Give them one toy, they can occupy themselves. You know one thing I also notice about children? They are full of wonder. You know what it means to be full of wonder? If you go like this to a child, show them something that you will take for granted. It will fill them with awe, with wonder. They are delighted to see new things. How many of us has ever been to the White House? Okay. Does it still have wonder for you? Maybe if you get to be inside. But there's something about a child that the same thing will keep them in awe and wonder for a lot longer than you. Many times as Christians, do you know that we can come to the place where we are jaded with prayer and praise? It's like I've said the same thing. I've sung the same songs. I've sung the same songs, not sung the same songs. Yet, God is not tired of us singing the same songs before him. God is never tired of praying the same prayer before him. What else? They're happy to see their parents. They're happy. Your daughter says she's not happy to see you. Why? Oh, you're happy to see him. Very true. They're happy to see their parents. I remember when I was younger, well, they used to tell me that once my father's brakes on the corner of the road goes ping, I'm like, that's because I know daddy is home. What else? They are real. Can you expatiate more about that?
They are real, they're authentic, they are unpretentious. They say what's on their mind as it is. They don't pretend at all.
How many of you have you ever been in the sight of children where they say what it is? I read this story. There was this lady, she had a just in line with what Sister Kemi said, she had a, what's it called? Is it boutique where women go to sew their clothes, and for was more for big and whatever. And so this woman, she put her little child at the storefront and said, look, if any customer comes, just call on me. And there was one of the customers that came. Mommy, there's this big fat lady here. The woman learned her lesson quickly. They say it as it is. And they're not saying it out of malice. Because children, at least before the age Sister Shade was talking about, they're without compromise. Everything is black or white. They don't have gray areas. As we grow older, we begin to have areas of compromise where we want to fit some things into truth to make truth more palatable. But for children, it is black or white. You know, that is how God wants us to be. Not in what we say, but in how we deal with him, how we deal with the world, how we think. Black or white. Please tell me some more.
I would say they truly trust their parents.
They truly trust their parents. They're very trusting. They don't want to let go. Very true. I remember there was, I don't know what child, whether it was Anike or one of the children, that I used to put them on this place and ask them to jump. It was Adejare. You remember? Oh, I don't remember which child. But when I asked them to jump, they would jump because I would catch them. They were that trusting. Anike, I know that you won't jump if daddy asks you to jump from there now, would you? Eh? Now? Yeah. Because you know that he can't catch your words. Sister Lola?
They have very simple needs. Their needs are just very little.
Brethren, there's nothing more Christian than what we're talking about. Their needs are simple. What they want is actually what the Bible says. If with clothing and what's raiment, they are satisfied. With food and clothes, they are satisfied.
I want to say what Anike said in a different way. They don't doubt the love of their parents. They never doubt the love of their parents.
So why do we doubt God? They don't. Very true. Is it that we don't believe God? What happens? What happens to us? Maybe it's what happens to children when they get to Adike's age, Romoke's age. But we need to remind ourselves of these things. Because how Jesus wants us to be before him, it's like, look, those little children. A few more. Thank you. They are very playful. They don't take life too seriously. They're very playful. How many children have ever come to you, "Daddy, I'm stressed"? You see how absurd is it? And it gets, "Mommy, I'm stressed." They are very playful. They don't let anything bother them. And Jesus has said he wants the greatest in his kingdom will be the one who is like this little child, the one who can forgive easily, the one who is trusting, the one who holds no record of wrongs, the one who is playful, the one who is, they see it as black and white. They can say it with love. Now, let me read something to you that I read somewhere. It says, childhood. Now, there's a difference between childlikeness and childishness. And I'm talking about childlikeness now. Childhood is a constant rebuke to our failure to be like God. I'll read that again. Childhood, what we see in those children, is a constant rebuke to our failures to being like God. It is a universal witness to the heart of Christ in the world. Little children are God's ongoing witness of his kingdom, a perpetual reminder of what it means to belong to the Father. Children are an unspoken sermon in every home for simplicity, joy, humility, of that which makes the world worth living in. They remind us of what it means to be real Christians. So what does God want a Christian to look like? Forgiving, trusting, knowing how much we need to learn, living in a world of clear right and wrong, full of joy, faith, full of love, fresh every morning, wholehearted, looking at everything like it has never been looked at before, playful, simple and direct, and at the end of the day, totally relaxed in rest. Is this what we are as adults? Childlike faith is the model that Christ has given to the whole world of what it means to be somebody who would enter into his kingdom. Now, just like in the time of Christ, like in the time of Moses, there's always a time when the devourer, the destroyer, comes to destroy innocence. And today is no different from that. A few days ago, we learned about a 15-year-old child taking a gun to school and killing 4 of his classmates. Before then, you know, in years past, in decades past, we didn't really used to hear of things that, yes, we can hear of armed robbery here, we can hear of maybe a university shooting, but never in elementary school have we ever heard this kind of thing before. We are in a day now where innocence is being cut short, that the image that Christ has left us of what it means to be the model of what will the person who will enter into his kingdom, that image itself is being marred. If we are to look at children as the model of what it means to be a candidate of the kingdom of Christ, if we are to look at children as the model of what being a Christian, being Christ-like should be, little by little, that model is being eroded in the world today. Children are being robbed of their innocence. What do we see? School shooting on the increase. Child sex trafficking on the increase. Child sex prostitution on the increase. Perversion of video games. When I was younger, when we had video games, you know, we had video games like Frogger. Does anybody remember Frogger? Thank you. Frogger is this frog that wants to cross the road and just hop in. That's all. We had ping pong. Tom, 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 tom. Those are the video games. Today, they have what they call first-person shooter. What is it called? Fortnite. What happens in Fortnite? You've built and you kill somebody, right? Then they have the... I don't see any video game now where there's no shooting to kill. Sorry? Oh, Sims 4. Okay, maybe that's still decent. But the majority. And don't think that these things are done out of... There is a plan of the enemy. Just like there was a plan of the enemy in the time of Moses, in the time of Jesus, there is a plan of the enemy today. Because the redemption of man, eventually by Christ coming, is at hand. And every time we see things like that, there's always a plan for the robbing of innocence. In Hollywood today, who do we see? The children? Children that are supposed to, in the home, model godly behaviors in parents. We have left our children to TV. And who are their heroes today? Fallen stars of Hollywood. Fallen stars of Hollywood. What did Jesus do to those children who came that his disciples wanted to shoo them away? Thank you. He embraced them. He laid his hands upon them and did what? Brothers and sisters, we've got to bring that culture back into our homes. We've got to bring that back into our homes. Because our children live in a generation where there's much perversion and we need the Spirit of God to be inside of them. They go out. You lay your hands on as parents, uncles, aunties, bless them. Nobody's going to bless them in school. It's at home that what Christ wants us to model, we begin to model it. It's unfortunate that even within the homes, some Christian homes, what the child looks to for protection and to model is an image that is marred. That rather than a child getting protection, a child's innocence is robbed even within the house. I pray that the Lord would help us to be a community where we do not look at our children as just the children of Lagbaja, the children of so and so, but they are our children. That we pray for them as a community. We lay hands upon them as a community and bless them. We model Christ before them as a community. Because in this way, the disciples said in the Acts of Apostles, of what Joel said back then, that their young children, their young men and their young girls, they will do what? They will see visions. Their old men will dream dreams in Joel chapter 2. But do you know what the background was like before that prophecy came? What it was like in Jerusalem at that time? Can somebody open to Joel 3? Romo, are you there? Read verse 3 of Joel 3.
They threw dice to decide which of my people would be their slaves. They traded boys to obtain prostitutes and sold girls for enough wine to get drunk.
Read it again.
They threw dice to decide which of my people would be their slaves. They traded boys to obtain prostitutes and sold girls for enough wine to get drunk.
Girls were sold for wine. Boys were sold. They're not men or women. They're boys and girls, little children. When we talk about child sex slavery, it's on the increase, brothers and sisters. Because we don't see it, we don't know things that are happening in this world. My daughter organized a program which we went to see a viewing of some of these things that are happening. Was it a few years ago or 2 years ago? About 3 years ago. Little children being robbed of their innocence because we live in a fallen world. Little children, because home is not a place that is palatable for them any longer, because at home there's abuse. They run away and run away into the hands of other abuses. But God has blessed us tremendously that our children have the safety of people of faith that they can turn to. And I will charge us, dear brothers and sisters, you know, we've been talking for the past few weeks about people who failed in their faith, who for a morsel of bread, they gave up everything most precious to them. Some because they could not contain their desires, they gave up their strength. But we have to return to these teachings of Christ, that we be like little children. We bless our children. We give them an environment in which we ourselves model Christ. We don't tell them with our mouth. We walk it for them to see. The generation that these children are growing up in, Christ has already been telling us in Matthew 24, the kind of things that they will see. We say that, oh, times are getting worse. Wait till we become their great grandparents. We will know that times have really gotten worse. But there is one consolation, brothers and sisters. That consolation is said, as it's been said in Joel, God will pour out his spirit upon them, that even what we did not do, they will be able to do greater in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it is not for us to fear the kind of world our children will live in. You know, I used to be very fearful that, things are this bad. You know, how will these children, how will they survive? But God is telling me that he's still on the throne. And his power is still working. Till the day he takes the restrainer out of the earth, his power is still working. So we say that we've evangelized. They are going to do more than we have done because the Spirit of God is going to dwell within them. But let's begin to model that in the home. If we want them to have childlike faith, we ourselves have to become like children. Have to become like children. Every time I see Grandma Ned and she smiles, my heart is full of joy. Because I know how old Grandma Ned is. And to be able to still be like a child. Myself, I wish I were like that. I would be like that when I grow old, Grandma Ned. Older. Thank you, Brawale. You know, Brawale has crossed the bridge now. So he says older. He just has to say older. Like Grandma Bejide, pray for you. Every time she sees you, she'll praise for you. I wish Sister Shade, she's already on that path. Sister Kemi, you're already on that path. You know, as you grow older, you will take over from Grandma Benjide. You see them, you know, Anike with her 5 children. Pray for her. Bless them. Amen, Anike, right? Amen. But this is what it means to be in this type of community, to be this type of people that Christ wants. We have once again to be like children. We have to take his kingdom like children. We have to believe him like children. We have to trust him like children. And may the Lord make us children once again. Amen. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you, Lord, just in this thing that we have been learning about faith, and we see what it means in the trust of a little child to the parent. We see what it means in the trust of a little child to what we tell them to do. I pray, Father, that we will not be jaded. I pray that we will not just trust you with our mouth, yet our hearts being far away from you, because prayers we have prayed haven't been answered yet, because of things that, disappointments that we have gone through in life. Lord, I pray, as I pray for myself, I pray for my brethren, that we'll be able to look at you with fresh new eyes of faith, of trust, being able to place our all in your baskets, not taking anything back. That the faith we had of you when we first got born again will be renewed, Lord, we pray. Fill us with your spirit. Help us, Father, we pray. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.